the home of Australian Air Checks, theradioantenna.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Raymond, and I guess there are still some people wondering why 2WS is converting to FM. Yes, 1224 has served us proudly on AM and will continue to do so for a month after tomorrow morning's changeover. But the reason is straightforward enough. Seeing FM is a higher quality band and Sydney now has the highest number of FM receivers in Australia, it's a logical step to ensure we continue to give the Greater West the best. We'll sound the same, only better, on 2WS FM 101.7.
Tomorrow morning at 8, your station makes the switch to 2WS FM 101.7. Our first song on FM is one of the best songs of all time.
Just take those old records on the shelf.
They were singing.
Tell us the song we'll play first by phoning 611-1966. And you could join us live on air and play the very first song on 2WS FM 101.7.
Hey Jude,
goodbye to Homer Jean.
Do it for me.
The best songs of all time are on your station, 2WS.
Hi, this is Steve Raymond. Tomorrow morning, just after 8, a flick of a switch transports hits and memories into the FM orbit. Not that we'll suddenly cease to exist on 1224. 2WS will continue on AM for the next month. And during that period, if you have any hassles finding our new FM frequency, the 2WS team of troubleshooters will be only a phone call away on 830-6800. From tomorrow, sounding the same, only better. 2WS FM 101.7.
Tomorrow morning, round about 8 o'clock-ish, 2WS becomes 2WS FM 101.7. FM 101.7. To mark a very special morning, we're inviting you to join us. Big party. There's a little tiny catch. You must dress up as your favourite artist. Come on, be in it. Elvis, when he dresses Elvis, maybe Dolly, maybe Tina Turner, okay, the Beatles, whatever. The person judged best dressed wins $1,000 cash tomorrow morning from your station, 2WS.
This is a test transmission for 2WS FM 101.7. 2WS will broadcast permanently on FM 101.7 from 8:10 this morning. If you have any inquiries, phone the 2WS FM hotline on 830 6800.
FM party as well. It says the forecast maximum M-band. We'll do that just after 8 o'clock. Now, the running order at this point is we'll knock over the news around about 8 o'clock and we'll have a few words from Steve Raymond, a little retrospective on 2WS. It won't take too long. Then we're going to have a countdown to the FM switchover. If you'd like to help us with that, you're most welcome to come down to the studios at 2 Lebons Lane at Seven Hills. And at the end of the countdown, several hundred staff, guests and you, the listeners, are going to swing the old champagne bottle against the new transmitting tower, and then the first voice on 2WS will announce the first song, which is... Already know it. Anyway, but we'll do that at 8 o'clock. Be listening from 8 o'clock for our switch on to FM 101.7. It's 8 to 7 on 2WS. And it's to 7, and today is FM conversion day for 2WS. We are having a huge party here at the radio station. An hour from now, we'll kick off the countdown and switch it on to 2WS FM 101.7. If you want to tune into that at the moment, you're only going to get a test signal or program.
If you have any inquiries...
all this over and over again, that's all you'll hear. And the music starts at 8. Kayleigh Harris, by the way, is down. We've got a huge marquee set up at the back of the radio station. And we're inviting in anybody who's dressed like Elvis or Roy Orbison or anybody who just wants to roll up. How are you, Kayleigh?
Oh, very well, Hans. We've got some people here dressed as workmen. We've got a fellow dressed as an ambulance officer.
Might be the village people in a new disguise.
Yeah, but guess who I found?
Who?
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, Elvis has got a beard.
Has he?
This is a new look. He's been at the hamburger joint, and this is his disguise. He's going to do a few bars of an Elvis hit for us. Here we go.
Oh, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I met you like a man on a fuzzy tree. My hands sound like dick, wild as a bug. I'm in love. I'm all shook up.
Sounds pretty good.
How about that?
Not bad.
Was that good?
Yeah,
I found Roy as well.
Oh, golly. I should point out to everybody who's listening at home or on their way to work that the best dressed impersonator of any particular rock artist can win $1,000 here this morning.
The home of Australian Air Checks, theradioantenna.com.